I like the episode that Hillary was on better than the Donald.
Donald Trump and Miley Cyrus in the news before us. We're going to have to speak to Dina about that. This is kind of a tough act to follow. Let me get my hair up here and we can be ready to go.
Okay. Today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, looks like you may soon get air miles for staying in an Airbnb property, and we'll tell you about the latest credit card and carry-on baggage scams.
Christopher Elliott, the travel writer for USA Today, is one of the most respected consumer advocates in the country, and at 3:20, he joins us here on the Travel Guys to talk about his new website, a place that will definitely make you, me, and everybody else smarter traveler.
Road trips are a great blip, blip, blip. You know, I stumbled on that when we were rehearsing this, too. Road trips are a great way to gather travel information. At 3:35, I'll share tips from this week's visit to the happiest place on earth.
Gwen Duncan's here at 3:45 to talk about cancellation fees for car rental companies. Are you kidding? Oh, joy. Mark, when did car rental companies start charging cancellation fees?
It may be a small, small world, but it's full of fees. I truly do not know. You'll have to wait to hear from Gwen.
What? No stories this week about sex toys through the airport?
That was one story one time. Besides, we had a record number of hits on our website last Sunday, so obviously someone was interested in my story.
Yeah, well, I'm glad we got it out of the way before we invited Gwen into the studio. Soggy Sunday afternoon. I'm loving it. Thanks for listening. We are the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I'm a traveling man, king of the road, riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone. It's the Travel Guys once again on KFBK. You can find us at travelguysradio.com as well as on the iHeartRadio app and KFBK.com if you'd like to, go and listen to some of our past performances. Mark, it's a fabulous Sunday. Boy, this is kind of unusual coming to work and it's like raining.
It's raining. Huh? Isn't it great? Man, yeah. It's been kind of raining off and on all morning. It was supposed to like pour right around the time we were supposed to head into the station, but that went kind of south. But it didn't evaporate like last year. You know, every time we had a good rain, it would evaporate before it got here. This time, it didn't hit Sacramento, but Stockton and Modesto and the foothills. All those folks that got burned out last year, I suppose they probably don't need a big rainstorm right now. But
well, we'll take what we can get. Here, a travel tip of the day. Here we go.
Yep.
Make sure you change your wiper blades. Yeah, mine are. You know, what mine's always the telltale sign is when they make that sound.
Quack, yeah, that's when they're grinding quack into your window there, buddy.
Yeah, and not to mention, you know, they're not cleaning the water off my window.
Yeah, what did you do this week?
Now, let me see. I don't know. I've already forgotten.
I went to Disneyland.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
I took 40 people to Disneyland. We had a blast.
Tell me about it. How'd that work out for how long? First of all, how long had it been since you've been to Disneyland?
It had been 15 years, probably.
Okay, all
yeah,
right.
I was there when Fantasmic was probably in its about first year, so that's been a while.
It has. Now, I understand you guys did something a little out of the ordinary. You did the walk with Walt Disney thing.
We did, which was kind of fun. We got
I've never done that.
It included a couple of rides. We got to like cut in line at the front of a couple of rides.
What rides?
Let's see. What did we do? Oh, God. Give me a minute to think about that. We did the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, okay. Of course,
and
was it still decorated leftovers from Thanksgiving?
Well, the way
or has
that,
it gone into the Christmas
what
theme?
They were doing was they have created a Halloween the night before.
Night before Christmas.
And it's a Halloween
nightmare before Christmas.
Nightmare before
be.
Christmas, yes. Mm-hmm. And so they've got a thing that will do them from September until the end of December, so
right,
they don't have to change. But yes, they were changing decorations in the park by closing down a couple rides each day and taking down the Halloween
so
stuff
how was
and putting
the,
up the Christmas.
How was the walk with Walt?
I enjoyed it. I really did. I thought it was a lot of fun. We got to go into his private apartment. We'll talk a little bit more about that later on when we have a little bit more time, because we have Christopher Elliott coming up after the news here. And we'll cheat. We'll tell folks that we actually talked to Chris during the week.
Okay.
And so it is on tape. And that's why we know this is a really good interview. he's the most up-and-coming guy in the country. If you go to his website at elliott.org, you can sign up and get daily updates. And it's just fun to read them, you know, how they're fighting people's battles and the different information. And if you ever have an issue with somebody, they've got this whole list of people to contact, everybody from, you know, Swanson's Cleaners to Taco Bell. So it's not all just travel. It's all stuff you might need.
Let's have some travel news.
Music. All right. Let's do it. We talked about scams there in the headlines, so let's talk about these first. There's a couple of them going on right now. This is one we've talked about before, but it's making the rounds in at hotels in a couple major cities right now. You've checked into your room. Mm-hmm. You may even have been in the hotel for a day or two. Mm-hmm. You may not. This might not be right after you check in, but it's just some period of time. You're relaxing in your room. The phone rings.
Ring, ring.
Front desk.
Hello, Mr. Hoffman.
Yeah, Mr. Romano, we have our system has gone down, and we need to get your credit card number over again. And if you could just, you know, give us some. And it sounds very legitimate. I mean, these people, how would they be calling you and everything? And
so, they don't actually say your name. They what they do is they just call. They just get to the room.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Well, because in many cases, they don't know your name.
Right.
So what they're doing is they're just asking you questions very slyly that cause you to divulge information. So the bottom line to all of this is that if you're in a hotel room, and somebody calls you on the phone and says, I'm with the hotel and I need X information that has to do, personal information that has to do with credit or mm-hmm. anything like that, driver's license number, anything like that. Then what you do is you say, I'm sorry that that's a problem. I'll be right down to the front desk to take care of that in 2 minutes.
Bottom line is those people are not actually calling from the hotel. They're calling the hotel and asking for random room numbers. And sometimes hotels will just patch them through. You know, the good hotel, as we discussed once before, will always ask if you say I'm calling room 218, they will say, can you give me the name of the person you're calling for?
Exactly.
So that's what you should expect.
And that's what you're looking for is an mm-hmm. extra measure of security in a
sure.
hotel. You're also looking for hotels that, you know, after a certain hour, don't allow people to come up in the elevator without inserting a key, or don't allow them to get in the front door. Those are little things that, when you're traveling, provide an extra measure of security that ultimately can be very important, because you don't want a bunch of people wandering around in the hotel that you're in. All right, this one has to do with airports. This is happening in the Philippines and has been going on now apparently for a couple of weeks. In the Philippines, Tom, possession of live ammunition is punishable by 6 to 12 years in jail, which is what airport security will inform you as they ask you for a large bribe because they have, quote, found bullets, live bullets, in your carry-on bag that were put there by security people as your bag passed through the screening process.
Where is this?
This is in Manila.
Oh, boy.
One U.S. citizen was detained for 6 days after refusing to pay a 30,000 peso penalty. That's about $640 U.S. It is a scam that has popped up in different parts of the country. So you just have to be aware of the fact there is no really solid way. One thing you can do is wrap your luggage. Another thing you can do is make sure that with your carry-on luggage, that all of the zippers and pockets and everything are closed when you're traveling internationally before you put it through security. You might even suggest that domestically. But that's one way to, if you don't make it easy, if somebody can just drop something in there, that's pretty easy. But if they've got to pull a zipper and drop something in there, then that may be something that could be picked up on a security camera or something like that. So it's just, it's buyer beware. It's bullets in the Philippines.
Traveler beware.
Traveler beware, exactly. All right, here's Airbnb, it looks like, is concocting a bonus with Virgin America. This isn't going to help people in Sacramento yet, because probably not too many folks belong to Virgin America's frequent flyer program, but it could spread to other airlines. Airbnb also has a marketing relationship with American Express, which allows you to redeem your points for Airbnb gift cards. So starting soon, you're going to be able to get points with Virgin America when you stay at Airbnb properties. So that I thought to myself a number of months ago that
sure.
that was probably going to be the next place they were going to go, because to get business people and the like interested, then you've got to be able to have some type of loyalty program, and it sounds like they have it. Looks like over here at Cal Expo, they're having another big to-do this year, just like last year. You see the commercials, Global Winter Wonderland?
It is coming back, yes. We went last year. It was a lot of fun.
Did you enjoy it?
It's not a
cheap ticket, I see, to get in.
No, it's not, but it's very, very unique. It's something that you won't see anywhere else. And It's very, very beautiful and a lot of fun, and the kids will certainly love it. Hopefully they won't suffer the same thing they did last year. A lot of their displays are made out of, they're almost made out of silk. They're framing, and then they have silk that basically makes up the, whatever it may be, the Statue of Liberty, the White House, dinosaurs, holiday schemes, and so forth. So they're a little fragile. So a lot of rain and a lot of wind and so forth can tear them up. In fact, they left a lot of stuff behind from last year that was pretty well destroyed that they never even took with them. So.
Wow.
So it's hopefully for a little better.
Well, let's get somebody from there over there on the program, and we'll talk to them between now and Christmas. All right, quickly, Virgin America is bringing low fares to Hawaii. Virgin America started flights to Hawaii from San Francisco to Maui and to Honolulu. And why does that affect you from Sacramento? Well, it means that if Hawaii fares come down from any city in California, it's good for people from Sacramento. So you might have to drive to San Francisco to get that great fare, but there are some good fares on Virgin America, and that's your travel news for today.
Christopher Elliott joins the Travel Guys next. Consumer reporter, journalist, you're going to love this. It's going to make us all smarter travelers. That's next. We're the Travel Guys, Mark and Tom, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. And once again, it is our pleasure to bring back on the air one of our favorite guests, consumer advocate and journalist Christopher Elliott. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Those of you who are regular listeners to Travel Guys Radio may have heard Chris on before. In fact, if you go to our website at travelguysradio.com, see Chris's picture there on the homepage and a link to his website, Elliott.org, which, Chris, I just want to say is fast becoming one of my favorite sources of information, not only as a traveler, as a place to make me a little smarter traveler, but just as a place to make me a little smarter consumer.
Oh, thanks for saying that. Yeah, we've put a lot of work into that website. I have a whole group of volunteers that help out, and we've done a couple really neat things. One of them is that we have listings of all of the travel companies and some non-travel companies too, like we've got the cable companies and the wireless companies, and all of the consumer contacts for those companies. So if there's like a vice president in charge of customer service, we have that person's name, phone number, and email address.
Get this, Tom. They're adding, like, every day they add another contact. So, you know, tomorrow it might be Taco Bell or United Airlines or, you know, the insurance company that sells travel insurance. You know, the people that you would need to contact, it feels like that almost every day, Chris, your people are adding another person to it. This is what really intrigues me about this. You said your website is run, at least in part, by volunteers.
That is true, yes. We have people who just want to help, and we've got researchers who help with the research. We just put up, for example, we updated the Comcast contacts the other day, and today we did Craigslist. So, and it was really great, actually. I did the Craigslist one, and I got into some really dark web kind of things where they were listings for the personal email addresses for the principals. It was really good stuff. And so if you ever have a problem with Craigslist, you can go to this listing, you can find that person's email address and email that person directly. So it's really very exciting, and you get a little bit of a rush when you're doing all this research, because you know that you're uncovering information no one wants you to have and then publishing it.
That's great.
Well, and it's to me, it gives folks an opportunity to advocate for themselves.
Well, and then, you know, the other part of this too, I'm glad you mentioned that, is that we have a frequently asked questions section. And if you go to Elliott.org, that's Elliott.org/FAQ, you'll see those. And those are the most commonly asked questions. For example, we have questions about resolutions and how to get a quick resolution. And, you know, we get asked these questions all the time, and we figured finally, okay, let's just put them all in one place. But what they do, and this is the really great part, is that if you have a problem, you don't have to wait around for an answer. You can go get the questions answered right away and then fix the problem yourself. And that's really what we want to do. I love helping people myself, but what I really want to do is allow them to help themselves.
Well, and on your website, Chris, I must say that there's a definite absence of snarkiness
and rudeness, and it's much more productive as opposed to being some of the websites get into a back and forth where you get people who are not happy with this, that, or whatever, and they feel the need to comment, and sometimes their comments are not only not productive, but they're not relevant. And so that's got to be a constant battle for any website. But I'm guessing the feeling on your site, and for those of you who are driving around and you don't have time to write this down, at travelguysradio.com, Chris's picture is there. There's a big link to the website. So if you can remember Travel Guys Radio, you can find this later on. I just feel like that there's such a wealth of information, and the fact that it's presented in such a positive light. People are there because they have problems, but it doesn't necessarily mean that has to be that people are going to start ranting and raving and throwing things.
No. In fact, that was a real struggle for us because there are a lot of people out there who understand a lot about the travel industry. You can go to one of these, you know, loyalty program, frequent flyer websites, and you'll find people who know a lot. They're very smart, but they also spend a lot of time telling everyone how smart they are. And so if you go to them asking for help, sometimes they're going to be rude. They'll make you feel bad that maybe you made a mistake. I didn't want any of that. I really wanted to be different. You know, one of the things that we have is a forum. If you go to elliott.org/forum, that's F-O-R-U-M, you'll see that you can actually leave a question, and there's a group of people there who know a lot, not just about travel, but about being a good consumer, and they will help you very politely. They will help you figure out how to get out of whatever mess you happen to be in at the time. And we've really worked hard to be as non-judgmental as possible. Because, you know, we run into some of the same problems over and over again, where maybe someone forgot to take out travel insurance, or they booked the wrong days on their flight, or they forgot to confirm their hotel room. And we try really hard to not be judgmental, because, you know, that's the last thing you want is for someone to say, well, you should have bought travel insurance. Serves you right. You know, you don't want that. So we really have gone out of our way, bent backwards to be positive. And if we see someone leaving a negative message, I mean, our people will jump in there and say, look, we don't do that over here.
We're listening, talking with Chris Elliott, consumer advocate and journalist, here with the Travel Guys on KFBK. The thing I'm really most impressed about, besides the just huge quantity of great question and answers and information, and I'm a simple kind of guy, and that is the layout of your website, how easy it is to navigate. It's just straight up and down, and you can scroll from page to page of all of these great questions and answers and tips and so forth. It's just wonderful. Mark, I know there was one particular area that you wanted to ask Chris about in regards to something that we spotted on his site.
Well, yeah, I do. Chris, I wanted to ask you about, you've written recently about medical care on cruise ships, and you've done some investigating, and you've found, I believe, some information that might be that folks might want to know a little bit about. I know it's on the website, but can you give us a little bit of a capsulization of what your research revealed about medical care on cruise lines or the lack thereof?
Yeah, I'm happy you mentioned that, because one of the things we didn't talk about was the original content that we do on the website. We have about four stories every day, including on the weekends, and they're all about consumer advocacy. So this story that you're referring to ran very recently, and it was about medical care on cruise ships. Most people assume that when they get on a ship that the medical care is going to be comparable to what it would be in an American city. So, you know, if you go to a hospital, that it's going to be pretty much the same there as it would be on a cruise ship. The truth is that even though the cruise lines make claims about the medical care on their cruise ship, that it's to Western standards, the truth is that a lot of the people who are practicing medical care are not certified in the United States. And if something goes wrong, we've discovered that it's the healthcare practitioners, not the cruise lines, that are liable. And all of that actually is in the cruise ticket contract. That's the ticket contract that you sign or you agree to. Sometimes you don't have to sign it before you take a cruise. So without even realizing it, you're kind of signing away all your rights to even adequate medical care. So what this means basically is you shouldn't take a cruise if you have major health problems. You probably should stay closer to medical facilities that you know and trust, as opposed to getting on a ship. Because chances are, you know, we had a situation like this where one of our readers had her daughter had actually been out at sea. She had a stroke, and unfortunately, she didn't survive because they waited to call the Coast Guard to medevac her. So at least this kind of thing can happen. They didn't have the adequate medical facilities on the ship. And she ended up dying.
So the reality is, and I can't say that I disagree with you, based on what I've seen, what I know to be the case, and what you've talked about in your reporting and your research, is that if you have, it's important to emphasize, if you have a major medical condition that could flare up, you have serious heart issues or something like that, then you've got to think twice about going on an ocean-going cruise ship to foreign countries, because the chances that you could be in peril are much greater. Chris, one more thing before you go. On your website, I thought I saw somebody allude to, I don't know if this was you or one of your volunteers, but talked about the fact that sometimes people, when they're reporting things that have happened to them, sometimes tend to fudge the story just a little bit, even when they're talking to somebody who can help them. Do you find that people sometimes don't tell you the exact truth, or tell your volunteers the exact truth when they're seeking assistance with something?
You know, I think the real question is whoever is asking you for help remembering all of the relevant details, and sometimes they don't even know that a detail is relevant. So I think that, they forget details. It's not done, I would say, in very few cases, is it done intentionally in order to mislead us. I think that when people come to us for help, they legitimately believe that they've been wronged. They don't need to embellish their stories, because you've been in the industry for a long time, and so you know that oftentimes people just get bad service and they need an advocate. So I really don't believe that people are trying to lie to us in order to get us to get involved in these cases. But I think the takeaway for all of us, for the listeners at least, is to be completely honest. If you do have a travel-related grievance, don't embellish and try to include all the details. And if you do that, I think you're going to come out ahead.
Well, and I like the fact that on your website, from time to time, you'll present somebody's case, and then you'll ask the readers and just say, should we advocate on this person's behalf or not? And it's very interesting to look at the results, because sometimes people say, yeah, get in there and fight for this person. But sometimes they're like, eh, maybe not so much. So it's a wonderful way to get the pulse of the traveling and the consuming public. Chris Elliott, the website is elliott.org. You can find Chris's writings in the Sacramento Bee travel section. Each Sunday he has a consumer advocate column there about travel. Chris, you also have a book out about being a smarter traveler. Remind me the title again.
It's called How to Be the World's Smartest Traveler.
And it's available everywhere on the planet, and it is a wonderful pocketbook to carry with you if you are somebody who travels frequently. You never know a situation that's going to come up when that book will be of assistance to you. So, Chris, a wealth of information. Thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule to share with our listeners here in Sacramento. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks.
Chris Elliott, our guest. I'm going to head on over. I can't decide whether I want to read about you can do something about smaller seats and substandard service now, or should I just jump over here to here's what happens when you put the TSA and the knee defender in the same story. So
I'm going to worry about that website, Tom. You can lose an hour on that website real easily.
See where I'm going to spend the rest of my day.
Happens to me frequently.
We are the Travel Guys here on KFBK. More to come. This is a desert song.
Yeah, in high school, we used to tease one of the guys in our group, but I can't tell you what we told him that the song was about, because that wouldn't work on the radio.
We're the Travel Guys, and we talk about travel.
We talk about just about anything.
We're here to make you a smarter traveler with great travel tips and information and entertain you along the way. I'm Tom Romano, Mark Hoffman to my left. We're brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations, and... it's a small world after...
Need to plug the website before we get...
Okay, website.
You can find just about everything that we talk about on the program at travelguysradio.com, including previous broadcasts of shows going back 4 or 5 years when I had more hair. But anyway,
shameless plug for the website.
Shameless. And also, there's a lot of good things on... the Travel Guys Radio website about how to get a passport and packing tips and renting a car under the age of 25. And there's all kinds of cool stuff there. So go and check it out for a little while.
And the nice thing about it, there isn't any place there where it's going to mine you for information or try to sell you
anything.
There
are no ads on the website. Not a single ad is on the website. There's nothing to try to get you to sign up for a credit card or anything like that. It's just all about information. As you started to allude
there.
Yeah,
I was singing the Small World song because
it was
Mark,
closed.
Yeah, what? Mark, so let's let people know what we're talking about. Mark just finished taking a group of 40 sports leisure vacationers to Disneyland for a trip. This is a little out of the ordinary. You guys don't normally do this.
It is. It's been probably, 15 to 20 years since I took a group to Disneyland. It was the fact that Disneyland opened about a month after I was hatched.
Mm-hmm.
So Mickey was around before that, but Disneyland and Mark share very close to the same birthday.
Yeah, you're all about 35.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So we thought that we would have a special trip to go down and celebrate Disneyland's 60th birthday.
Right.
And so we went down and did that.
Well, the question I know a few people are probably thinking, Disneyland is the place that people with children, the moment that you have a child, if you're a Disney fan, you can't wait till they're old enough to take them to Disneyland. Mm-hmm. It's an excuse to be a kid yourself. Now, you took 40 mature travelers.
Right.
Now, what is there to do and there for them? Some of the rides are pretty extreme, not too bad, but there's tell me what your group
okay
did.
let me tell you first that having started many years ago by taking kids to places like Marine World and stuff like that, and Great America, I know what anticipation is like with a bus load of 9-year-olds outside of a theme park. You know,
right.
You go get the tickets, you come back to the bus, and they just can't wait. The energy inside the bus is just about to explode,
right?
I will tell you that it doesn't matter how old you are. When you take a group of people to Disneyland and the bus pulls up in front of Disneyland, the energy level on the bus is the same.
That's great.
It really was. We went in. We had a special. They have a tour called Walking with Walt that you can buy. It's a couple 3-hour guided tour, includes a casual lunch and nothing real fancy, and an admission to 2 rides, which is kind of nice. You get to walk past everybody and onto a couple of rides. And also an awful lot of information about the park, and you get to go into Walt Disney's private apartment.
Now, located on, it's in downtown Disney, is it not?
No, the apartment is actually in the Pirates of the Caribbean area, in the New Orleans area, and you go to Disneyland, you walk past it all the time. You'd never know it was there, but it was just really cool to get in there because they just don't let everybody in there. If you don't buy this specific tour, then you have to really be invited. And even over the years, they haven't let a whole lot of people. And his apartment had all kinds of fun, cool stuff that if now it would be a different type of technology, but then that would have been the equivalent of today's technology.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really a lot of fun. We went back in the evening. I had 3 staff members there. Chris Galloway and Kevin Murphy and I were all down there to make sure that this all went exactly the way it was supposed to. Chris took me back to Cars Land in the evening because that's Radiator Springs and Route 66.
You got to see. What did you think of Radiator Springs?
I thought it was cool.
I mean, you're someone who has been on Route 66 many times. Most of the people that go to Disneyland and experience Cars Land and so forth have no idea what they're seeing. Did you see the upside down Cadillacs?
Legitimately authentic.
Yes.
I mean, I thought that it's obvious that somebody went out on the highway and made an effort to try to make it as authentic, and that they probably listened to a lot of people and stuff. Listen, we promised people a couple of tips about visiting Disneyland, so let me share a few things.
Okay.
First of all, first rule of going to a theme park, go early, get in as early as you can. Obviously, most people do that. Go immediately to the furthest point from the front gate. So, because everybody goes in and immediately swarms the stuff, go as far as you can, as fast as you can, from the front gate to the most popular thing. So something that later on in the day might have an hour line, or you might need a fast pass or something for. So go to the furthest, most popular thing, and then work your way gradually back towards the gate, because as the day wears on, fewer people will be entering the park, and more people will be back in that area that you're already finished with because you went there first.
There you go. Head to Space Mountain. Yeah. Head all the way back to Indiana Jones Haunted Mansion, yeah. Probably about as far back as you could go.
Yeah, that's it. And the other thing is, it's incredibly expensive to eat at Disneyland, but Disneyland is a neighborhood theme park now because everything is, if you haven't been there for a while, there are no open spaces anymore down there in Anaheim around Disneyland. So everything is built up right outside the main gate of Disneyland, probably a city block, maybe two away, are on-the-street restaurants. So my suggestion to you, especially if you're taking a family, is you go to Disneyland and you walk your little feetsies off for 4 or 5 or 6 or 8 hours or however long it is, and when everybody's starving to death, instead of paying $100 to feed 4 people in Disneyland, walk out the front door and across the street and feed them all for $40. I mean, that's at Disneyland. You can't do that at Epcot and at Disney World down in Florida, but at Disneyland, you can do that. It's kind of like going to Wrigley Field or Fenway Park. You know, you can eat hot dogs and peanuts right outside. Why would you pay all that money to get them inside? So that go to the back of the park. Also, the other thing is that there are a multitude of places to buy Disneyland tickets, all of them advertising discounted Disneyland tickets. And indeed, you know, but what is the discount? So everybody's got Disneyland tickets at a discount. If you can get them $10, $12, $15 off face value from a legitimate seller, then that is a great price. But be very, very careful. And Disneyland has a lot of security in place now, and we won't go into that. But be very, very careful when you go to a place like Disneyland or any theme park, and you're getting ready to go in, and somebody's outside and says, "Hey, psst, here's a ticket, you know, 2-day ticket. I only used half of it, and here's, you know, give me $30 and I'll give it to you." Forget all that stuff, because while once in a while you might find somebody who has a legitimate situation, most of those folks are scamming you. We also went to the Anaheim White House for dinner.
Oh, awesome. We interviewed the operator of that about a year or so
Bruno,
ago.
Who feeds hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. The menu now down there says they feed 1,000 people a night. Remember we talked to him, it was like 600? It says they feed 1,000 people a night in the Orange County area, which is amazing. I talked to one of the staff there about their program for putting needy families in apartments and stuff like that, and asked if it was still going well, and he said yes. In fact, they had just placed a family that week. So if you're ever in Anaheim and looking for a place to eat, the Anaheim White House, and you'll go in and you'll notice that it's not a particularly fancy place. It's very nice. It's an Italian restaurant. But you'll notice the prices are a little bit higher maybe than you would expect to pay in a neighborhood in Anaheim. But just know that some of that money that you're paying is going to support the rest of the neighborhood. And that's a good thing. It's a business that really, truly does well by giving back.
What's the location?
It's in now. That was mean.
No, I'm sorry. Is it on our way? Is it on the Travel Guys
it
radio?
It isn't, but by the time we come back from the next break, I will be able to tell people where it is.
Okay. We are the Travel Guys. Is that it for Disney for the moment?
I think so. Gwen Duncan's going to join us in just a couple minutes, and we're going to talk about car rental and cancellations. Cancellation fees.
There you go. I don't want to even hear about that. That's next here on the Travel Guys. It's the Travel Guys on KFBK, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Tom Romano and Mark Hoffman. And Mark, why is steam coming out of your ears?
I have a bill here. This is I own a condo.
Go ahead, spit it
every
out.
Other year, I have a cheap week at a condo in Florida. And that I bought. Everybody knows about this. We had our condo show, and we tried to tell people about the perils of timeshare ownership.
Right.
And here is my bill. Next year, I don't get a week, but I get to pay $150 in clubs dues and $67.92 in real estate taxes. So I get to send these guys $217.92 on a year when I don't even get to go stay there.
Well, you know, I weep for you.
Good Lord.
I weep for you, but I have about a $700 a year maintenance fee every year, including the week that I don't stay
including
there.
The year you don't stay there?
And you're whining over...
Listen, folks, if you're thinking about buying a timeshare...
I'm a bigger sucker than you were.
If
let's put it that way.
That's it. If you're thinking about buying a timeshare, remember... remember that there are lots of people who bought timeshares at whatever property that you're looking at who would love to sell you theirs, and they will sell it to you cheaper than the guy with the coat and tie who is bending your ear and trying to get your knees to go weak and while you got that free helicopter ride or that 80% off dinner or whatever it is that you got to get in the door. But just be careful. You know, the best wisdom I can give you is never buy it at the presentation. Think about it. Go home. No matter how much they threaten you, look online before you go to the presentation and find out what people who already bought them are selling them for. And that's enough of that.
Gwen Duncan, cordially yours, Travel, joins us here on the Travel Guys, our regular travel agency guest and also a victim of timeshares. Gwen, did you have a maintenance fee this year or anything to whine about?
Yeah, actually, we own 2 weeks, and so ours comes to about $1,500 a year.
Oh, that's right. You're one of those wealthy travel agent people.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, the worst day I ever, and I thought I was getting, anyway, listen, there are three travel people here who are telling you if you're thinking about buying one of these things, the best thing I can tell you is don't. The next thing I can tell you is if you must buy one, buy it from somebody who already bought it so you can find out what's wrong with it before you buy it in the first place. How are you doing, Gwen?
You're right. Oh, I'm doing real well, real well. I know today we're going to be talking about car rental fees. And I wanted to let everybody know, I talked with Mark about this a little bit. Used to be that, they tried this before, cancellation fees. You make a reservation, then you're charged if you canceled. Well, now what they do is when you first make the reservation, they've got cancellation deadlines, you know, like they do with the automobiles, with hotels,
right.
You know. And you're given so much time to cancel, and if you do it within a certain amount of time, it's less than if you do it outside of that. But mainly what they're doing is if you book it online. So when you're booking online and you have to give a credit card and you're prepaying, kind of, you know, Mark, how you do the hotels.
Yeah.
And you get a prepay and it might be $5 less.
Yeah, you're getting a little bit better price.
Yeah, and you think, oh, it's a better price, so I'll do it. But this is what happens. If you were to book it the regular way by just calling in, there would be no cancellation fee. But if you book it online in a prepaid reservation, the lowest fares are coming out at $10. It's just for canceling. And within 24 hours of making the reservation, and then it's more for after that. Avis charges $50 if you do it after the first 24 hours.
You know, Tom, I've never understood. Because there are, you know, hotels, most hotels have a penalty if you don't cancel a room or there's a deadline.
Mm-hmm.
I've never understood how you could rent a car, make a reservation and just not show up and not have there be any penalty at all because, you know, those guys run out of cars. They're holding cars for people who are not going to, that's got to be a big problem. So it's always seemed logical to me. God, I hate it that I'm saying
this. Yeah, but what they are, there's two different kind of fees, though. Cancellation fees are if you legitimately cancel and make that, the car or, of course, a hotel room or whatever, mm-hmm. available to other people. When you pull a no-show, then they've anticipated the sale, and then it goes bye-bye.
Right.
So this no-sale fees, the no-show fees, run a basic, it's a flat fee of $50 on almost every one of the agencies. Hertz charges $130 if you gave them a credit card, if you did it as a prepay. And some of them, like Payless, it's the entire amount is forfeited. So if you rented it for 2 weeks and pull a no-show, they're going to charge you the entire 2 weeks.
So the word of wisdom here, the bottom line is that if you rent a car regularly, you need to start paying attention now to cancellation fees. And if you're renting a car online and you're looking and you're seeing, oh, here's their very lowest price, the very lowest price probably comes with some restrictions that if you turn around and cancel that 20 minutes or 20 days from now, you're going to pay some kind of a fee.
That's right. And then if you don't show up, you're basically screwed.
Now, one of the things for the both of you, and I don't know if you've ever done this, one of the things I've discovered, I'll go online and check rates for two or three different car rental companies, and I'll find their best rate. Then I will call them up. And I will let them know what the lowest rate I can get online is. And almost always they'll say, well, we can give you that rate.
And so if now, they do that, that's good.
So now I can get the lowest rate that they're advertising on the website, but I can get it with a person on the phone. I can avoid these online cancellation fees.
Yeah.
They will always tell me what the deadline is. And sometimes what I'll do is I'll hold one. And then if I find another one, now you got to make sure you do this. I will call the one that had the highest fee, and then I will
cancel
it.
And that's what they're trying to do. The car rental companies is just try to keep people who do exactly what you're talking about, or people who your flight gets canceled. Do you think to cancel your car, or you just assume, well, I won't show up, and they'll just give the car to somebody else?
I always
how long would they hold the car?
No,
you know, so I try to because I don't want them giving my car to somebody else. Gwen, good information. How do people find Gwen Duncan?
By going to gocytravel.com. I will have information about all the fees on my website. One thing I want to be as a warning to everybody out there is that when you're, whether you're doing a hotel, an airline ticket, or a car, the lower the fare, the higher the restrictions.
And that is a really good piece of advice, because that really and truly, the cheaper deal, the better deal you're getting, the more restricted, the higher the penalties are likely to be.
And it could cost you more.
The more, and that's right, and the more bare bones that it's like you are likely to have bought less. Thank you, Gwen. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Oh, wait a minute.
Hold on. One last question to each of you travel experts. I'll go with you, Gwen, first. Your top two rental car companies that you like to do business with.
Oh, that's a hard one. I have always done pretty much it's Alamo and National, and they're under the same corporate umbrella, so I usually use one of them.
Mark? I would say Hertz and National. National started the choose your own car thing, which was a great deal
Hertz
for those of
it. Hertz has the highest penalties, but that depends on how you're purchasing it.
But Hertz is also the least hassle, and also
that's
I would
right.
tell folks, remember, if you're going to rent a car from a rental car company, even if you're only going to rent from them once, join their frequent renter
Absolutely.
Program, because then you won't have to stand in line when you go to Las Vegas or Hawaii or some of these, or Florida, some of these other places. You can stand in line waiting for a rental car for an hour. It's not
You're
uncommon.
Absolutely right.
But
You're
if you have,
right.
if you've got that number in their Hertz number one program or whatever, then you're not going to be in that line. Your name is going to be on the board, or you're going to go to a place where the line is a lot shorter.
Yeah, head of line, you call it.
All right. There you go. Thanks for letting me ask one last question. Gwen, see you later.
Later. Bye-bye. Mark?
Oh, let's see here. What have I got? Death Valley, Tom. They had, you know, when it rains a little bit in Death Valley, it rains a lot. And the reason I say that is because there's on those mountains that are, a lot of the mountains in Death Valley are very, they don't have a lot of vegetation on them. They're just rock.
Mm-hmm.
So when it rains, the water has nowhere to go except down to the valley. So on a normal mountain in the Sierras, you know, the ground would absorb a lot of water. But in Death Valley, they get a half an inch of rain. They have all kinds of flooding problems. They got an inch of rain in that rainstorm that we had last week that actually went down to
time.
Southern California. Yeah, and it shut Scotty's Castle down just for a short time. They expect it to be reopened. But boy, they had all kinds of flooding in Death Valley with a little less than an inch of rain. So it just goes to show you, it doesn't matter how much falls, it matters where it falls. And we had Chris Elliott on. He's in the Sacramento Bee every Sunday.
Right. What's
Travel it? Troubleshooter.
Mm-hmm.
This week he's talking to a guy who booked two rooms on National Geographic Sea Lion Expedition to Columbia Snake River, bought insurance for his 93-year-old dad, but didn't buy insurance for himself. Dad can't go. And why would you buy insurance for one person and not the other person? Because if dad can't go and you get his money back, you probably weren't going to go either.
Right.
It makes no sense. Anyway, Chris was able to plead with the cruise line and get the guy's money back. But if you're buying a really expensive overseas cruise or tour package, you really need to consider travel insurance. It's gotten a lot more expensive recently. Travel insurance companies are gauging insurance. They're tying insurance now to age a lot more than they used to, because they've figured out that the older you are, the more likely you are to have some kind of issue that will keep you from traveling. But it is really important, and you just have to consider it kind of a necessity. Speak to a travel professional like Gwen or somebody at Sports Leisure Vacations. They can help you pick. There are lots of different travel companies, insurance companies to pick from. Okay, we have a winner of a Sports Leisure gift card here. This is Kathy Moore. Kathy went with us on a Copper Canyon tour. Kathy, we are up to $100 travel card.
That's my name.
So,
I'm Kathy.
If you're the Kathy Moore who went with Sports Leisure Vacations to the Copper Canyon a couple weeks ago, call our office Monday or Tuesday and claim your $300 travel card.
The most boyish looking Kathy you'll ever run into. We are the Travel Guys. Thanks for spending some time with us today. Next week, join us if you have a traveler in your family or anybody that travels that you're going to be buying Christmas gifts for.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We're going to have John Holloway from Holloway's Travel Outfitters on the air to talk about fabulous travel gifts that are available for you this holiday season.
We will see you next Sunday. Thomas, thanks for coming along with us this Sunday afternoon. Stay out of the rain.
You as well. Thank you. See us at TravelGuysRadio.com. Dina Kodiak with the news next.